Miller.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Turf Talk. I'm your host, Drew Miller. We are here with M. Casey, the assistant superintendent at Seven Canyons Golf Resort. And I got it right. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty well.
Sorry,
how about
morning.
yourself?
It's morning for you, right?
12:30. So yeah,
afternoon. I was right again. Sorry.
We're close.
Sorry about that. How's everything going? How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're dealing with a little bit of snow. Just kind of making it through the winter, getting ready for spring, for everything to kind of ramp back up.
You always forget in Arizona that there's snow. It's just like, you just assume it's a desert. And then like, you know, I remember going to the Grand Canyon for the first time and I'm just like, snow everywhere. I'm like, that doesn't add up.
Oh yeah, like my parents still don't understand that, like, it's 4 degrees here sometimes. It's not always sunny and 100.
See, that's I've known it's cold like at night, but it's like 4 degrees is not, that's not what you think when you hear Arizona. It's not.
Well, so Flagstaff, where I live, is at 7,000 feet. So we're higher than Denver, for example. So anything that's going to, if it's rain, it's snow.
This is what I love. You learn new things every day. I didn't know that. That's crazy. Everyone's like, Denver's the highest you can go, right? They try to make
Nope.
it out that way. Obviously, you know, you've got a lot going on. First day off and God knows when. And who knows on the other end, you know? That's always a good feeling, right? You're like, you know, it'd be nice if there was one like a week away or something. But you just got back from Phoenix. It's in Phoenix or is it in the general
Scottsdale?
area
Same
of
thing.
Phoenix from the Waste Management Open, which I'm glad you're safe and you're okay because the horror stories you hear on stuff, it's wild. But how was the week? Obviously working with the crew and, you know, Waste Management Open with some incredible people out there for the event. How was the event? What was sort of the process like for you becoming a part of the crew, and then just highlights of what you think was the best part of it, you know?
So this is actually my third year working Waste Management. The first year it rained the whole time, so that was an interesting challenge, to say the least. But I mean, the guys that work there full time had the course looking incredible. Like when we got there Sunday, I mean, we were walking around the course, just kind of doing a course tour to show all the new kids kind of where to go. And I couldn't get over how well their overseed went. The course just looked beautiful. And then it started pouring rain and we got like an inch and a half of rain in like 2 days. And that changed a lot of things.
Blake's like, oh man, this is perfect. We got it right where we want it. And Mother Nature said, nah, not
oh
today.
My gosh. And like, that's kind of like, that's golf, you know, that's working in the turf industry. No matter if it's golf or football or baseball or soccer, you're weather dependent no matter what, and there's nothing you can do about it. But
Mother
I mean,
Nature
I
loves us so
love,
much, you know. Mother Nature's just nicest to us always.
oh, so nice. Like nature always wins. That's kind of what
100%.
our like motto has become at work since last year when we started dealing with all of our own issues. But Waste Management was awesome. I walk mowed tees and approaches and greens. My fiance is also an assistant superintendent and we go to this tournament together every year, but this was the first year we've been partners for the week. So that was pretty cool. We just got to kind of be a part of the crew and work together, and it was pretty fun. We owned a business together for 5 years, so we work really well together. But we haven't worked together in 2 years. So that was kind of the
Yeah,
first
how did that
time.
go? That's the real test. That's the
Honestly,
test.
it was pretty nice because I don't have to worry about him. I know he's going to do his job. And like, he knows I'm going to do my job, and I
What
don't
if he
really have
didn't do
to.
his job? That was the question. That's
Oh,
what I want to
we.
know.
He knows. He knows
Okay.
what would be happening.
Good for you, man. You're listening. Proud of you.
No, it was great. It was really fun. They've never let us work together. So this year, when the superintendent, Eric, was like, hey, you two, you're going to be partners. We were like, oh, finally, this is great. Like, because like, you never know who your partner is going to be. And like, what if they mow bananas? Like, you know, like,
gosh darn bananas. What are we going to do about that?
But it's a really good time. It's a lot of work going to tournaments like that. Like, this will be my second players, and I think the players, we work more hours during the players, but waste management's a lot more chaotic.
I mean, you add in whatever was going on, not on the grounds crew. I mean, I don't want to get, I we don't have to, but what was sort of your experience with all of that? Because you're on your phone and you just see random videos popping up of people like sliding, people
Oh, you
like
should have seen it in person.
jumping up onto like the grandstands, like it's like they're like parkour professionals, and you're like,
Oh,
what?
like you're at a golf course. And I think so. I have two completely different opinions on it. From a turf perspective, it broke my heart. Seeing all of their rye and dormant Bermuda just being trashed by people and trashed by carts. And I mean, everything was just a muddy mess by the end of the week. That broke my heart. But, and I don't really drink. So, I mean, not that you can tell by behind me, but I'm not like a big drinker, so I'm not a huge fan of being around a bunch of people that are like hammered drunk and
I'm
falling
with you
over.
on that one.
But at the same time, it was kind of funny watching people fall all day long.
You're inside the ropes, they're outside the ropes, kind of like makes you feel a little bit better. You're like, did you just see that guy eat shit?
Oh my
Oh.
God. And you could see a clear line of where the ropes ended. Like you'd be walking across the turf, on the rough or the fairway, and then right where the ropes ended, it was just black and brown. There's just people laying on the ground everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, one of the guys from my crew came down for the day, and within 20 minutes of him being on the property, he slipped and fell. Hadn't even been drinking yet.
I know for a fact I would be that person where it was just like, what was I thinking that I could walk, even on like a 10 degree slope, I'd fall on my ass,
Oh, it was, I mean, it was kind of disgusting to be honest with you.
I feel like the amount of people that had like mud like all the way down their back just walking out, like the walk of shames had to be incredible.
Oh, it was shoulder all the way down to their ankle was just covered. And when we were going out, I think it was Friday evening for our evening shift, I was in the front of the line right behind the superintendents, and some girl came up and was hammered drunk. She's like, let me get a ride. And he was like, no. And she was like, okay, F you, and yelled at him. And then she slipped and fell within seconds. And we were all like, that's karma.
Instant karma. How did that
The
taste?
quickest karma. And it was like
Instant
on
karma.
concrete in the mud, like on the bottom of a hill. It was disgusting. And I was like, that's what you get.
Sorry, not sorry. Those are always
yeah.
the best. So like when I worked in co like when I was in college, I worked on the grounds crew. Like the amount of people, if they see a cart, doesn't even matter if it's like, like a Workman HDX, like it could be non like multiple seat. Can I get a ride? No.
No,
No, you can tell that I am not a person that's like running people. I do not have that vest on. I am a person doing a job here. They're like, well,
you
screw
can see the
you. I'm like,
mower attached.
I don't care what you think. Like, it's not that big a deal that you're getting mad at me. I'm gonna keep driving. It's crazy how mad they
I
get
mean,
too. It's
I
like
had a
we
guy, he
understand.
jumped on my trailer and was hanging on to my mower with a beer in his hand. And I was like, sir, if I hit the brakes really hard, you are going to have a really bad weekend.
You should have hit the brakes.
I really
Probably
thought
didn't even need
about
to be
it.
that hard. It could have been like gracefully stopping, and he still would have found a way to eat it.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Be
Maybe
like,
I should have.
sir, I did not break that hard. I was trying to make sure you were safe.
I didn't
Actually,
even know you were back
you're
there.
so hammered, we weren't even moving. You just fell. That's how that went, So, yeah, I mean.
I mean, it was a wild week. I mean, I think the TPC staff, the agronomy crew there is incredible. I mean, they do such a great job. They have such an awesome operation. I have nothing but great things to say about Brandon Reese, their director, and Eric Runge, the super. I mean, they're great. What it really comes down to is they're all awesome, and I mean, they have two golf courses in Arizona, in Phoenix, and they're both open to the public, which more power to anyone that works at a public golf course. I could never.
It is, and that's, and it's something that I've never been able to like get a grasp on is like dealing with not only like the traffic of it, but like the personnel of it. Like if I'm in sports, like I understand who I'm working for. Like it's I know the athlete is the top priority. There are bosses that are in charge of certain things. Certain people are going to want this, that, and this. Like, there's enough people. Now put that in, like, times 100 and then times every day, times, you know, greens crew, all of these things. And I'm like, it's not like people are bad people. And you know what I mean, though. Like, I'm not here to call people out. But I could never, like, sit there if somebody was, like, taking a dump on my people to my face. Like, I would actually get fired because I know you're not supposed to talk back in certain situations with that. And it's like,
I mean, and that's hard.
I'm a high school teacher, so I understand, like, where people have issues, but, like, I understand how to handle them. I wouldn't be able to handle myself in a professional manner with someone who's never, you know, discussed the actual, you know, even just like what a stolen is. Like, if you could answer this one question, you can tell me how to do my job.
Yeah, yell at me all you want.
You know, like,
I mean, yeah, like my course, I mean, on a busy day, we'll have 80 people on the T-sheet. That's like a super busy day. Typical, it's like 35. So like, I know everyone that plays my golf course every day. We get a few guests from one of the local resorts that we partner with, but for the most part, it's just my little membership of 200 people that don't live there that I see a couple times a year. If I just had random people coming to my course all day, like, I don't know what I would do. I mean, it's so nice.
Carts over, spilling everything.
Oh, I mean, we do get, there has definitely been a few. I've been doing a tee conversion, like a renovation on all my tees to turn them into bent grass. They were like Poa rye. And I have a few that I just seeded in late October, on Halloween, actually. They're very clearly not ready to be played off of. And last week we had an event with a bunch of guests, and now there were 5 divots on one, 8 divots on the other. And I was like, I took the covers off for a day.
No,
one day.
That's not how that works.
And like, my members are always like, it wasn't us. I promise it wasn't us. I know it wasn't you. Like, what? You know, I would yell at you.
It happened, okay? It doesn't matter if you were the one that did it or not. It is a problem.
Yeah. And now I'm annoyed. Now I have to go regrow the grass in February.
Yeah, that's something I don't really wish upon anyone, because that's, yeah.
It's weird. I mean, I seeded a tee on December 6th, and I took the cover off last week thinking, because I'd only been peeking under like a little corner, and that corner looked so great. So I'm going to take the cover off. It's going to look awesome. Pulled the cover off, immediately put it back on. I was like, I don't even want to look at this. This is terrible.
You son of a bitch.
The corner I'd been checking was like the only corner with grass on it. So
tends to happen, you know.
Yeah.
I feel good about something. You're like, yeah, that's
it. Great.
Guess what? Nope.
Yeah, no, that's they just nature. Nah,
the joke's on you, you know.
Pretty much.
That's my any given day, really, type situation. Like, we did it. We got through. I go back over. Nope, they didn't do that right. Didn't do that right. Okay, here we go.
Let's try this again.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Now,
so you're like, you've got high school kids that want to be in the turf industry, or like are working their way there.
Yep. I got high school. So we started, it's like 8 years ago now. We've got kids that have, you know, gone on, their assistant superintendents, they're hopefully super soon. I mean, really, I don't count my first 3 years sort of towards adding people, because I was just figuring out what I was doing, to be honest with you. But we've got students working MLS, NFL, MLB this summer. We had someone. And I've got kids, I think California, Denver, Oregon.
Wow.
I think it's Ohio, Indiana, Florida, Georgia, obviously Virginia,
Man.
All golf courses. So we've got a lot of kids that are doing it.
Awesome.
We try to place as many as we can. I think we had one summer, we had 40 students who are in the program that intern on golf courses. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty great. One of the places that we send a lot of kids is Robert Trent Jones, where Solheim is this summer.
So yeah, that's what I was reading about on, I think you have an article on, like,
Kirk Matt
or GCSAA.
Matt Lowell and the guys, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good people. It was funny, Matt. I don't even know how it came about. I don't know how they heard about us, but they were like, "We're doing an article on you." I was like, "Okay,
Okay,
who are
are you
you?"
sure?
We're like, "Who are you exactly?" He's like, "Oh, you're the cover, by the way." I'm like,
What?
"Dude, it's actually like right there. It's
Yeah, I
I
can see
hate it on the
it.
wall." Okay, let me be honest with you. Okay, I hate putting myself on the wall because I have a tradition. Like, these are my students. They graduate. They can bring in a canvas. I'll put it on the wall. That's a tradition. But I hate putting anything of mine up because I feel like a total dick. It is like, I don't like this. And it was funny. I yelled at Matt. I was like, "Matt, can I please put a student on the cover instead of me?" He's like, "No,
For like
we're not
anything about my
doing that."
dog, like
Yeah. I was like, he was like, "Nope, it's had to be you." I'm like, oh God. So, you
and
know,
like
that
when you think
was.
about it, like we're all in this industry, and like for the most part, you're kind of by yourself. Like I am like the most awkward person. I don't like having my picture taken. I don't like being the center of attention by any means. Like I like that. I told you yesterday, I don't have any cell phone signal at work. Everyone leaves me alone
That's
all day.
amazing.
Like I can't have my face be on the cover of anything because I would, it's so awkward. Like, I can't
So,
do it.
funny story about this one. So, they brought out a professional photographer. Like, I was like, "I can just send you a picture." They're like, "No, we need to get a real good picture." I'm like, "Oh my God." Like, and this is before I really know Matt and Guy that well. Like, this is the first interaction. Like, we did. I got interviewed by someone else and who wrote the article. Shout out Lee McGovern. She's awesome. This lady comes out and they're like, "Hey, what time's good for you?" And then I have off first block. So I was like, "Okay, well, we're gonna do this." So I'm out front. They wanted to do it in front of the school building. I'm like, "Great." And this isn't even that picture. I don't even think, oh no, one of the pictures did make it.
No, the picture is in there. It's in the article. I
Yeah,
saw
with the
it.
sign. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So we are standing there and my principal comes out and we're taking pictures, and all you hear is this whistle. They're like, and I look around like, "Hey, Mr. Miller, Mr. Big Shot, hey." I'm like, "Oh my God." I turn around, the whole school has their kids' face pressed up against the windows. I'm like, "Oh my God, what is going on right now?"
High schoolers are so mean. Like, I could never.
I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is not happening. Like, what is going on?" So yeah, thanks, Matt. Shout out, Matt. Appreciate that. Probably heard
He's such a
about it for
nice guy, though.
like 3 or 4 weeks after that. You know, just like, "What's up, hot stuff?" I'm like, "Oh my
Got your
God.
glamour shots.
Oh my God." It happened on the football field too, where the kids were like running around for PE. I was like,
Just
I
don't
don't
look
know.
at me.
No, it's what it was like. And they had these like reflector things they were holding up. So people were like, I'm like, "You don't need all
Drawing
this.
all the attention
Take a
to
picture. Be done." She was very sweet. I don't remember her name, but she was very sweet and I appreciate her. Sorry. Matt, again, I love you, buddy. Sorry.
I mean,
Not.
all professional photos are super awkward. When I had my headshot taken this year, I asked if my dog could be in it. And because I was like, I don't, I, what am I just gonna, what do I do with my hands? Like, I'm just gonna stand here and look at you. And they were like, oh, yes, bring your dog in. Cause like he was sitting in my cart. And so I grabbed him and I was like, I'll take a picture all day long if I can just hold Barley or have him around my shoulders or something. Cause
Yeah.
then I'm just like, the focus is not all on me.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like we've got a couple other covers for like Sports Field Manager magazine. All students, not me. Don't even look at me. That one I get to pick, not them. Like I'm not doing it. So you actually won an award from them. What was the name of the award and what like just so we actually got one too. Did you
You
get the
got the
Kaminsky?
same one? Oh, no, you got the Kaminsky Award?
See, you're. Yeah, I got it right here. Hold on. I don't have it with me. I have a canvas for it, but the podcast actually won it.
That's so
If you
cool.
can
I
read words.
love Dr. Kaminsky. He
He's
cracks
the
me
man.
up.
I love Dr. I owe him a phone call, actually.
Actually, so do I, but I told him I'd see him at the Players, and he was like, oh, yeah, call me before that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
And now the Players is next week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it
I
was
won the Super Social Media Award.
nice. Congratulations. What does that entail? Just
Thanks.
so everybody sort of can hear.
I think there's six of us that won it. There may have been five. My friend Jeremiah actually won it too. So it's basically just like up and comers in social media or people that are like fairly influential in like TERF social media, basically, which is typically Twitter or X, whatever we're calling it now. I don't know, like I'm old. And I didn't even have a Twitter until I started in TERF because who has a Twitter? What is
Exactly.
Twitter?
Turf was the
Like,
only reason I got one.
and if you look at mine, it's all pictures because I kind of just treat it like an Instagram story because I don't really know what else to put on there.
Like, what am I doing with my hands again?
Yeah, like, and I'm never in the pictures. It's always like Barley, my dog, or like the golf course, obviously, or the
Very cute,
javelina.
by the way. Barley's
Oh, thank
adorable.
you. He's passed out outside right now. It's his only day off as well, so.
I hear you, Barley. I'd do the same thing. Not outside on a couch somewhere.
Oh no, he's in the sun. I have to move his bed into the sun. He's
It's
very, very needy.
too cold in here. I can't do this.
So yeah, I guess like my Twitter kind of took off. Well, I guess last year I posted a video of my drive to work, which was from Flagstaff down to Sedona, and we had 180 inches of snow in Flagstaff last winter and zero in Sedona. So when I would drive to work, I'd get up in the morning, dig my car out of the 3 feet of snow that it was in.
180.
Yeah, we were the third snowiest city in the country. Town, we're not a city. Town in the country the last
Okay.
year. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, every morning, it's on my Twitter somewhere. I think like Zaire shared it at some point, but basically it was just my drive to work and it was down the switchbacks on the mountain. It's a 3,000 foot elevation loss to get to where I work from where I live. So you can see the snow slowly starting to go away and then you can see it still up on the mesas. So that's where I kind of like started out with my Twitter. But then when
You have like a
I,
Yeti truck or something is like over the snow.
I wish I have a 2000 Jeep Cherokee XJ and she's a beast, but
Still kicking
currently,
like it.
oh yeah, she will be kicking till the day I die. That is my
Love
baby.
it. Love it.
Doesn't have four-wheel drive at the moment because I broke it, but that's all right. We didn't need
We
it.
don't need any more. Snow's gone. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. It's
I
almost
shouldn't say that. It's
March.
probably gonna snow tomorrow now. Sorry about that.
Actually, it's going to snow this weekend, but that's fine.
Sorry.
So anyway, yeah, so this year I just kind of been posting. I've been posting for probably 6 8 months about our javelina problem. So basically a javelina, I'll just get into that real
Gonna say
quick.
that's my next question is our
What
little
is
friends,
it?
the massive, Oompa looking things.
So they're not actually as big as people think. So like typical like wild boars and wild hogs are like 200 to 300 pounds and they're mean and gross, but they're not that fast. So javelina are at the most 100 pounds. That's like the biggest one
Got a
I've ever seen
massive
is like
head. I'm looking at it right now. That's a big ass head.
they're nasty. And so they have like they have an extra butthole on their back.
Love
And
that. Love that. You can get
when
shit
they
out
get
real
like
fast.
when they get nervous, their hair stands up and you can see it, and it's like literally like a second butthole, and it secretes like a smell. They're like a skunk, basically. So I come home
I'm
smelling
just
like
trying to picture
absolute
that in my
hell.
head. Sorry. I'm just.
Like you ever been like you ever seen a skunk spray? It's like spray stuff.
I'm gonna be
Well, it's
honest, I
similar to that.
haven't because I
Honestly,
try to
me neither.
avoid them at all costs. I don't go, ooh, look at that. What is that?
Neither.
Right in the
But
eye.
the javelina comes off of you pretty easily. Like if you throw your clothes in the wash, you don't smell that bad anymore. Like there's been quite a few days I've walked in the door and Lee, my fiance, has been like, go take a shower. Throw your clothes in the washing machine, go shower, you reek. So
I'm
anyway.
still stuck on the second butthole, I'm be honest with you.
Right. And
I'm
no
like
one
my
knows
students
that.
right now. I'm acting like a 5-year-old. I don't even care.
Well, the first time I saw it, I was like, what is that? Like, there is like a pink hole in the middle of its back that you can't see until it's mad and its hair stands up or when
It's
they're
like Free
mating.
Willy, Like, this is like a blowhole for
Yes.
smelling.
But then they also use it as like a pheromone for mating. So one time, one of my guys and I caught a couple of them mating. We threw a golf ball at them, which was really funny. But anyway, one had its like complete its
Rude in
face
the
like
middle of it?
completely
Come
in.
on.
I know.
How dare you guys? It's an intimate moment.
Oh, we don't want any more of them. They so
I'm
let's
with
see,
I hear you. I
reproduce.
hear you.
I
You're like
mean, they have six babies a year. So like, yeah, every 3 months, 4 months, they have two babies. Sometimes one dies, which like that's okay.
Dad.
But damn, one
One
dies.
less butthole.
But
Oh, two less buttholes.
exactly, two
Sorry.
less buttholes.
My bad.
So yeah, so they have like, I also have self-sharpening teeth. So when they, you know, the video that you, I'm sure you saw it before I took it down, where they like chatter their teeth and they run at the camera. So when they chatter their teeth together, it sharpens the teeth. So every time they chomp their mouth, the teeth sharpen. So
Not
like their teeth are like this big. I mean, they're like 2, 3
comforting.
inches long. No.
Not comforting at
No.
all.
And I'm like, so when I first started like posting about it, they were just tearing up all of our grafts, which was absolutely miserable. It was
I wouldn't
probably
say tearing up. I would say meleeing the grass. You know,
yeah.
it's like tearing up's one thing. You know, it's like a nine iron. This thing just like, and you think about like grub damage on, you know, like the highest
Yeah, like
steroid
bunker
humanly,
faces and
highest possible steroid humanly possible. Like, I don't, what do they use? They use like the teeth or like.
yeah, so I always say like if I could train them, they'd be amazing sod cutters because they roll the sod. Like a lot of the times you'll walk by and there'll be like a 4 or 5 foot section completely rolled over. So they chomp it up a little bit with their teeth and then they nose under it and push it. So really similar to hogs. But then so everyone kept saying, oh, it's the grubs, it's the grubs. They're looking for the grubs. We don't have grubs. We did all of our applications. They're looking for
There
the
is a
earthworms
Cellaprint
and there's
out there.
nothing I
Everybody
can
be
do.
quiet.
Thank you. That's like
There is
the
no grub
Cellaprint
in
to
there.
Trino. So we finally switched to Seven to try that. And whatever kind of worm we have, does the Seven doesn't bother them. They're still there. So the pigs were looking for the worms. That's we figured out finally, like we didn't see a single grub. I was like, we did all of our applications at the right time. Like, I haven't seen a grub. They're going for the worms. And everyone on Twitter
Why
is
don't
like,
you guys start digging for
no.
the grubs? See how it feels.
Yeah. And it's like everyone on Twitter was like adamant that I didn't do our correct spray applications. And I was like, shut up. Yes, I did. Like,
That's the other thing about turf Twitter is relentless sometimes. It's like, guys, same team, same
yeah.
team. No need
Honestly,
for
to
that.
be fair, the turf Twitter really can't, like had my back. Like people were coming for
There
me. So
are
I posted this
people,
video.
they're pretty good at. But then there's sometimes like there is this thing today about like I think like someone's saying that we need to do more research on the sports field side and they're like, oh, SFMA is not doing enough. I'm like, guys, like, do you know how much money that costs? Do you know how much money is not in the SFMA? Like, it's not their fault that
Yeah.
they can't just give money to people.
And
And
like, I mean, everyone just talks without knowing what they're talking about a lot because it's
exactly.
like you're keyboard warriors. You're behind your computer. No one can see you. Like, I mean, people were coming for me. I had a guy that was like stalking me and was like, I'm watching you from above the mesas. Like, I'm part of this Jeep tour. So I'm always watching. And like, I mean, it was weird. Like, things got a little out of hand.
Stranger danger. Stranger
Yeah. It's
danger.
like, I posted this video one Sunday morning. I had just been driving around the course and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna show everyone what my course looks like right now based on what kind of damage I'm seeing. And like my guys and I are gonna have to work for the next 8 hours just to put the fairways back together. So I started driving around, taking videos, posted it, didn't really think anything of it because I've been posting those same kinds of videos for months. And I woke up the next morning and I had like 10 million views. And I was like, oh God, okay. This is weird.
What do I do with my
I'm
hands?
yeah, like so I call my boss and I'm like, hey, like I call my super and he doesn't have any social media. He barely has an email. And I'm like, hey, Andy, this video that I posted yesterday got 10 million views. And he jokingly was like, oh yeah, let me know if it gets to 20. So then I called him a few hours later and I was like, hey, it got to 20 million views. What do we do? He was like, yeah, the news is calling. Our phones have been blowing up all day. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just didn't expect it. I didn't think anyone would care about my golf course and my
People do
stinky
care.
pigs.
People do
I guess.
care.
I mean, and they were like, you're trying to kill them because we had tried so many different ways to keep them from tearing things up. Like we bought this million Scoville unit chili oil and we put it in the sprayers and we were spraying it on the
Yeah, you
fairways.
did. We're putting some
And let
Carolina
me tell
Reaper
you
on
how
this
fun that
course.
was. Everyone's eyes are watering. Like,
Carolina Reaper. I'm a
pretty
Carolina Reaper
much.
your ass out of here.
Well, unfortunately for me, the pigs liked it.
Just like,
They just didn't even care.
I would like literally cut off anything entering my body if that was
Oh, yeah.
sprayed. I'd be like,
Everyone was in like a mask and like a suit, like,
couldn't do it.
looking ridiculous.
I'd be like,
So that didn't work.
I'm about to like freak out.
Oh,
There was
it was.
one time we went to The Battle of Bristol was Virginia Tech football versus Tennessee. And we finished painting for the day, and we were going back to Blacksburg, where Virginia Tech was. And my boss had a Carolina Reaper burger. And he's crying as he's eating this thing. I was like, quit being a wimp. Come on, man. Like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. So he's like, take a bite. I'm like, ah, I think this is a trap. And this is before I know what a Carolina Reaper pepper is.
Yeah, because you're not from North Carolina,
I
so.
take a bite of the Carolina. It was, yeah, I was not okay.
Oh, no.
I was sweating more profusely than
Yeah.
him. He ate the whole thing, and I'm just like dying on the ride back. I'm like, I'm not gonna survive. And we didn't just have milk or anything laying around. I was dying.
Oh, no, you're just sweating.
It was like somebody ripped my tongue out now. I can't take it. I can't take it.
Yeah, so now imagine that being all over your grass and then the pigs still eating it. They didn't care. It was, they were just like, meh, some seasoning. We're from
Thank you
Mexico.
very much.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, oh, they
Our
just got
Scoville
some.
tolerance is actually two Carolina Reapers. Thank you very much.
Exactly. So that didn't work. And like people were like, you're trying to poison them. And I was like, no, we're not. Like, I could eat this if I wanted to. I did eat
No,
it.
we're
I
not.
tried
Yes, I am.
it.
No.
Well, so in
Right.
Arizona, javelina are protected as big game species. So there's a hunting season for them. You can get a tag to kill one once a year, twice a year. So,
They just want
I
to
mean,
live on your
they're,
course.
yeah. So I contacted Game and Fish. My boss and I got like really involved. We were like, you know what? We're gonna have to do something because we can't keep dealing with this. I mean, we're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars, and like our productivity is in the toilet because all everyone's doing is putting fairways back
Trying to put
together.
it back together.
Yeah. And like, I mean, one of my members caught me one day, like I was like in tears putting it all back together because I was so frustrated. And like, I mean, morale was so low. My crew was just pissed off all the time. Everyone was just like angry. And so we were like, we have to do something. Like, we don't have a fence. We're surrounded by rocks. I don't know how the hell you build a fence on red rock.
Yeah.
So we call Game and Fish and they come out and they're like, we try a few different options. And then they're like, all right, you guys can build these corral traps. And it's like, all right, hell yeah. So we build these traps, me and one of the other guys, literally with T-posts and like farm fencing.
I saw
And
the
we took,
one that like literally just
jumped
went
through.
right through it like it was nothing. I
Was
saw that. I
our
was like,
prototype.
I saw that. I'm like, I don't feel safe, boss. I'm not doing this anymore. You're in
Oh, it
charge of
gets
it.
way worse. You just wait. We had to jump in the pen with them. So, yeah. So after a while, we figured out that like it needed to have like three like wrappings around it with all the fencing where they will run right through it. They run 35 miles an hour from a standstill. Like they're like 0 to 35 in like seconds. Pretty sure they're faster than the Jeep.
Nope,
So
nope, nope. Sorry, boss.
definitely faster than my cart that I
My
had the
cart is
limiter
not
taken off of.
supercharged. I am not going near that thing.
No.
Nope.
So, well, now like shit, we pick them up. So I have like a dog catching stick in the back of my cart and I like noose them and throw them in the trailer. And that's it's gotten to that point. Initially, Game and Fish would come out, they would load them up and take them. But then Game and Fish got busy because it was elk season, so they left the trailer, and we would bring the trailer, like the horse trailer, down to wherever the trap was. And me and then one of my guys, Micah, and my assistant mechanic would get them out and put them in the trailer by ourselves. But a couple of close calls, we all almost got bit a few times,
Yeah.
but I still have all my fingers, so we're good. Then hunting season started, so we started hunting them. We opened up our golf course to anyone with a tag in our unit. As long as they came and talked to us, I would guide them on their hunts. And I think the fastest we ever tagged to was less than 10 minutes. They drove their truck up, hopped out. I was like, they're right there across the fairway. And
Right over there.
there we went. So
Oh, yeah.
it's definitely been a learning experience.
Learning experience. I mean, I have it right here. I'm looking at you guys put together half of a fairway. I'm like, I have students that
Yeah.
I can do 20 kids at a time, and I'd still be mad.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter how many people you have out there. Like, it just becomes so mentally draining when you fix the same fairway for the 10th day in a row. And it's like, why am I even doing this? And then The membership has been really awesome, that you can tell they really appreciate everything we're doing, and like they
Probably,
constantly
it's
come
probably
by.
because of you, to be 100% honest, because you put it out there and they all saw it,
I mean, yeah, I don't really think they knew what all it took. Like,
No.
I mean, they'd
That's
come
why I
in the morning and
think,
it looked fine.
and again, I have a friend, we talk about it all the time. We used to present on it, is like the significance of social media is like tenfold on like where our industry used to be, where we're at now, and
Yeah.
where we still grow, and
Yeah,
it's
I mean, like
crazy.
my friends think what my job is. Like initially when I told my friends, like, oh yeah, I work at a golf course, they were like, oh, okay. But now that
Grass,
they
right?
all, yeah, like, yeah, you're just like a, you're a fancy farmer. But like now, I mean, they
Yes, I
see like
am.
Turf Today and like the Real Turf Crew Instagram pages, and they see like all the processes we do. And now all of my friends think I have the coolest job in the entire world,
Yeah.
which like I wouldn't go that far, but
I
it is pretty
enjoy
cool.
it. I have
Oh
fun.
yeah, I definitely have fun. I mean, that's why I stayed in it. I didn't go to school for turf initially. Like I have 4 business degrees. I owned a company for 5 years. Like, yeah, I went to Appalachian State actually, so right down the street from
Oh,
you guys.
nice.
Yeah, well, not that close. You guys are like up
That's
a little farther north, but
it's close.
yeah, close enough.
Close
Closer than
enough.
Arizona. But yeah, my
Absolutely,
fiance and
yeah.
I, like, we owned a business together for 5 years, sold it in 2020, and moved out west and had no plan. We didn't have a job. We didn't have any money. We were like, well, we're starting over. We got jobs at the golf course raking bunkers. And within 6 months, we were told we were going to school at Penn State, which, you know,
You're
exactly what I wanted to
like, wait, I
do.
already have 4 degrees. I don't want another
Yeah.
one.
I don't need
Stop
more.
it.
Like, so, but I am glad that like I started out there and like got like some more knowledge. I mean, I've learned a lot just from my superintendent, but at the same time, like the background and like stuff that the research I've been able to do from school has been kind of nice. Not that,
Now,
like,
did
I would
you?
say,
Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, if I had to go back and do it all over again, I never would have gone to a 4-year university. I would have gotten a certificate right away or gone to a trade school, but live and learn.
So you did the certificate program with Kaminsky. So obviously, he's a huge name in the industry, great guy. Could you sort of speak to the program and what it did for you? Obviously, being sort of a career changer and seeing how significant that certificate has been. I mean, when I talk about, no offense to Dr. Kaminsky, he doesn't have Javelina in his curriculum. I'll be honest with you.
We're going to. He's
I'd
going
put
to.
money on the fact that he did not have Javelina in his
He did
curriculum.
not. But he is
But for
now
sure, no.
going to.
Now, what has it been like for you being a part of that program and, the impact it's had on your career?
Well, I'm still kind of working my way through the certificate program. I mean, I talked to actually Dr. McGraw about it, that like if you're in Arizona, taking the online classes is really hard because you don't have an off season. You are always working. So like typically, like the people in the Midwest, for example, they have the winters off. So you can take spring classes and like, or even fall classes, and like for half of that, so half of that semester, you're kind of chilling, and you got all the time in the world to take your classes.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I'm never chilling. I'm always
Let
running
me
around.
chill, okay?
Right?
God.
Just give me a
Somebody.
semester.
Got
But
classes. We've got Javelina with two buttholes. I don't know what to do.
I'm already dealing with 2 buttholes. Like I can't do anymore. But like so what I mean, like I said, I had a business degree. I didn't know anything about growing grass. I could manage the hell out of some people, but I couldn't tell you how to grow in a
Probably a
green. Now I can.
bigger and more important thing in this industry, to be honest with you.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, my boss pretty much is just like, you got the crew. We'll figure out the rest. But I mean, I think initially my biggest fear was like spray applications because I didn't understand it. Like I was in school trying to figure out how to calibrate things that I didn't understand, and I really thought going through Penn State I was never going to learn it. I was like, I'm never going to figure this out. I don't get it. None of this means anything to me. Whereas my fiance was a farmer for years, so he's sprayed 4,000
Cheater,
acres. Yeah, like
cheater.
he already knows all this. And I was like, how are you like flying through these tests? And I'm in tears because I'm a bad test taker and I stress myself out. So I think like working alongside my superintendent and having him help me through my classes, and I mean, I think the schooling is important. I do think like you should have a certificate of some sort just so that you have like a little background knowledge before you are responsible for 200 acres of grass. But I would recommend Penn State to anyone that wanted to go. I don't think I would recommend going to a four-year school because I think it's kind of a waste of money because I have $1 billion in student loan debt right now and I don't
Four
use either of
degrees
them.
adds up in cost, I'll be honest with you. I just finished my doctorate. That was a pretty penny, I'll be honest with you. Not the most intelligent thing for my bank account. But
You have to have like you have to
got
have
a
your
big ass
finance
piece of
bros
paper
and
that's saying that it
yeah,
is. And it is right there.
exactly. Like
This is the
I'm
one
real.
thing, this is the one thing I did put up. I'm going to say I will wear that with a badge of honor. I will put that anywhere. Just say, nah.
The most expensive piece of paper you own.
Dang right. You dang
I
right.
mean,
I'm
and you
up
know,
front.
like you have to have your 4-year kids. Like you've got kids that are like meant to go to a 4-year school that want to be doctors. Like I don't think a doctor should go to a certificate program.
I did not intend to
But
be a doctor, I'll be honest with you. That was
yeah, me
not
neither.
in the plans.
But I do think, like, I mean, looking back on myself, like, I'm a really bad test taker. I get nervous and like I don't like taking tests. And all through college, I was so stressed out about all the tests I had to take. Whereas, like, in turf, like, it was a lot more learning hands-on for me that I really understand. So, like, I can actually watch something grow that makes sense to me. I know why it grew because I did all of these processes versus accounting or economics, which I never understood either of those. And I mean, it's just, we need more people that are passionate about turf or even like electricians and plumbers and trades. Like, we need people that are willing to go into trades because we're not going to have anyone and we can't automate those things. Like,
yeah, that's for sure. Now, so like you asked earlier about sort of our program, like when so I was a 4-year at Virginia Tech, and I always knew I was doing 4 years. I was not prepared to go to some random part of the world and manage a field, right? I was very much, I need time to figure myself and everything out. But what you were talking about, it's very true. You know, if this is what you want to do, I would never really recommend going into a 4-year degree because, hey, you don't need 4 years to figure it out. You need,
yeah, you already did.
You need experience. You need all of the hands-on opportunity. So when I took the job as a teacher, which I was forced into, by the way, and that's a whole nother story we'll get into later. But I sort of took the idea of my college experience and working on the grounds crew. I always credit my time on the grounds crew at Virginia Tech for learning pretty much 98% of what I needed to know working in the MLB, working in the NFL, like all of these things, and being able to teach my kids is like creating a curriculum where it's hands-on for the majority of it, but also creating an opportunity to understand the science behind the hands-on has been sort of what I have focused on in my classes, you know, because kids sort of get distracted, you know. they're not all in on the classroom side of things. So like having them out there managing the fields, putting in their own paint schemes, being creative with mowing patterns, like all of these things, that's where the passion comes from. That's where the kids get, you know, 100% involved and want to do this. And we just went to the SFMA conference with 8 kids, and I think there's 4 of them that are already into turf programs, 2 of them 2-year, 2 of them 4-year.
That's
others,
awesome.
yeah, others that are looking to do engineering for turf grass. They want to develop new machinery, solve the problems of the superintendent,
Wow.
solve the problems of sports field managers, all the above. It's been really cool to see. And, you know, that's just one class out of the 7 I've taught. So
that's so cool. Like, I wish there had been something similar to that back when I was in high school, because I think, I mean, I grew up in a farming area. I think a lot of kids would have gotten a lot out of it,
yeah,
even if they didn't go into turf. I think just learning the basics and starting out there, I think would have helped a lot of people. And I mean, it might have changed my career path. I don't know. I mean, that was a long time ago, but
it's
been
not
a
that long.
while.
Stop saying that. Although my kids, oh my gosh, one of my kids today, like, I was born in 08. I'm like,
oh no.
you did not just say that.
Don't tell people that. Don't say that.
Like, you didn't, nope.
Oh, I mean, my car is older than half of my crew. Like, to 2000. Half my crew was born in like 05. So it just like kills me.
Like that's
one of them just turned 21 and it was like the most exciting day of his life. And I was like, wow, that was such a long time ago for me. I don't even remember what that feels like.
I know, right? I'm like, dang, that hurts. It hurts now, you know? We're starting to get
I think
distance.
Like we definitely need more kids that are going into the mechanic side too, like equipment managers, because we've struggled to find EMs for forever. And maybe right now I have a kid that's in the military. He's a diesel mechanic. And that was his plan after high school. And we need more of those too. So
100%.
Find a couple of those.
Yeah, no, I got a couple, but I need them before they go to a golf course. I'm not a mechanic. I'm very bare minimum. Like, and we're a high school, so we definitely don't have what we need to like maintain anything. They're like, throw it on the grinder. I'm like, oh yeah, throw it on the grinder. Yeah.
What grinder?
100%. I got you, dude. I'll do that for you. Like,
so wait, do you guys grind your own equipment or do you have to like send it off? Like,
we have to send it off. So we do have some exciting news. It's not official yet, so I'll tell you off interview.
Okay.
But hopefully here soon I can announce it. But yeah, I mean there's so many things, and that's what a lot of the kids said coming back from the trip is like there's so much more than just managing fields, you know, like all of the mechanics jobs, the opportunity in sales, to being able to do different levels, like all of those things was really cool to just, you know, be able to show them that and to understand it is way more than just managing a golf course or managing a sports field.
I didn't really know that either until I got into it. I mean, when I first, to be quite honest with you, when I first started on a golf course, I didn't even know we moved the hole every other day or every day. I thought it just stayed in the same place.
I didn't know. I will say that. I knew that one.
I did not know that. Yeah. And like, just like the amount of work that goes into it. But I mean, I also didn't realize there were so many opportunities not on the course. I mean, I've gotten a few job offers in the last couple of years from sales, like in sales, and I've done sales before. I don't want to go back into it, I don't think. I really enjoy.
That's like the end of the road type job. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm too old. 3 years, I just need to work until I'm like actually retired, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like, I mean, one was with a grinding company, but I didn't want to be the grinder girl. I couldn't do that. And the other was a fertilizer company, and I didn't want to be the fertilizer girl. So. I figured I'd just be the javelina girl instead.
I was going to say, you just prefer the two butthole animal. It's okay.
Exactly.
It's okay.
But I mean, when you think about it, like, I mean, you've seen what my golf course looks like. Like, we're surrounded by, like, the most incredible national forest.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
incredible. That's like,
and, like, there's no cell phone signal at all. So you are really just out there doing your thing by yourself.
I don't know how I would actually feel about it. I mean, it's fantastic, I'm sure. But I'd always be like, what am I getting myself into at the end of the day when I get my phone? You know, like
that. Well, so you get service at the shop and at the clubhouse with Wi-Fi.
See, I can
so
do that.
Like,
that's definitely like,
yeah.
If there's like an emergency or something, but
yeah,
like,
you can run to the shop, make your phone call, whatever. Like that's fine. But it is like it took a lot of adjustments. I will admit, like, I mean, I'm a millennial. I've been on my phone since I was 13, so like it's weird. But I think my crew actually kind of likes it. I think they kind of like that no one bothers them all day.
Separation. It just makes it like, you know, hey, it's just me. I'm just hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
My happy place
is
the mower.
Well, it does kind of have, it has its like negatives as well, because like I've gotten so detached from my phone that I have like 172 unread text messages right now that I probably won't read.
Can't do it. Nope. I'll pull it up right now. I mean, I literally cannot don't do the numbers. Like I have my high school email that I can't like not like delete the ones that I'm getting. Like I'm literally going through right now real quick just to make sure that there are no numbers on all this. Like I have a missed call and everything. Like no numbers.
Oh, you would be disappointed.
Nothing.
Oh,
there's no numbers
mine's like,
anywhere
next to
near
Twitter.
Anything.
There's a number on all of mine.
Couldn't do it. I'd panic attack about it.
I mean, I used to like when I owned my business, my phone would go off and I was on it immediately. And like when I worked at my last golf course, same thing. I'd always check it. But now, like I get done with work or I go back to the shop, my phone's still in my cart. It picks up Wi-Fi. I get all the messages and then I just don't look at them because like, what's the point? I can't respond. And then by the
That
time I
is
do read
true.
it, it's been like 8 hours since you texted me, and now like it's probably not that important anymore.
Oh
Sorry.
no. The end of the
But I
world.
mean, it's weird. Like my members, I think, really enjoy it. As strange as that sounds, I think they like that. I mean, there's also no houses on our golf course, so we back
I
up to
mean,
the
you can't
national
put a
forest.
house on that course. That'd be wild if there was a house on that course.
Yeah, I mean, we've got like townhouses on like a couple of holes, but for the most part, we're surrounded by forest, so you can't build on it. So it really feels like you are out in the middle of nowhere playing golf because you don't have your phone. There's no people. Like it's just silent.
Yeah.
I mean, you might see Barley running around or me running around looking ridiculous, but
That's
or
not the
hear me on
worst
the
thing to
radio.
happen, during your day. You could have a lot worse
Well, so
things.
like when I first started, we only had four radios for the entire crew and no cell phone signal.
That had to be wild.
Let me tell you how many times I had to walk back to the shop from like 2 miles away because
That
something
is
broke.
awful. I would have been like, I'll wait. I was like, I'll wait for you to come find me.
My mower broke one day and I'm sitting there and I was, I'm like, we didn't have a big crew yet. I was still pretty new to the course and I'm sitting there and I was like, yeah, someone's gonna come up. Like someone will show up to help me at some
Like,
point.
north
And no
is
one came.
that way?
I was like, I don't even know where I'm at. I don't even know what hole I'm on right now. It's like my third day. My mower is dead. I'm just sitting here on the green. I don't know what to do. And I was like, well, I guess I'll start walking. I was like, I'll have to run into somebody. I didn't see a single person. I walked all the way to the shop and found the mechanic. And he was like, well, you don't have a radio? And I was like, we have four radios for 15 people. No.
My third day, I'm not that important yet, okay? Of course, I don't have a radio.
Exactly. Like, what did you want me to send up like a flare, a smoke signal? Like,
I feel like that'd be awesome. It's like
I mean,
random
yeah, I think it
flares
would be
just
kind of
popping
cool.
off everywhere. Like, that's
Oh,
blue.
there's Emily
People,
over there.
not emergency. They just need me. You got
Like the Hunger
red. That means
Games.
something's on fire.
If you have like a blue for like a blue flare for if there's like an irrigation leak or if like your rough mower hits a head and you just send
Solid.
up a blue signal,
Love
I think that
that.
would be great.
I'd roll my eyes so hard. I'd be like, Mother.
I mean, would you rather see that or see the 30-foot guys that are up in the air and have to come from that?
Honestly, the guy just kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie.
It is
I know
kind
it's
of cool.
pain in the ass, but I mean, you're like, nah, I'm gonna have to do it either way. So like,
Mean, not my
let's
problem.
see the fun part. Yeah.
At least like we don't have reclaimed water. We're well water. So like if something like that happens, it's not the most disgusting thing in the world to have to like go dig in it. Like
Yeah.
my last course was all reclaimed. And when we'd blow out and then we'd charge back up, it smelled like something died on the entire golf course. It
Smelled
was
like
so
the
bad.
javelin second asshole,
Pretty much, yeah. Like
Ugh.
now, like if I smell something weird, I know it's an animal, either dead or alive.
Oh God. I'm still hung up on this stupid
It's
butthole.
so weird. You should look it up. You'll
I
see.
really don't want to because now I'm just going to be
Oh,
thinking about it all the time. Like, how do you have an asshole on your back,
it's so nasty too. Like, oh, and you can like they like mark their territory, so they like walk around and like turn around and like spray it, and then they keep walking.
Oh,
Like, oh, it's so
God.
gross. Oh,
It's like a
like
piece of
one of our
poop falls
traps,
out.
you
You're like,
have
oh,
to.
that's the
Yeah, like one
wrong
of
one.
the traps, the cord. So our traps are very high tech. They are a stick that holds up a door with a rope attached to it, attached to a stake. And when you see one, you pull the rope, and then the door closes, and it's got hinges. That's very
That's all
high
you need.
tech.
That's like
Yeah,
Tom and Jerry, like
it
to the T.
basically is. And you have to be there. It's not automated. So, like, if I'm not standing there and a pig goes in, it doesn't matter. It can
I
come
mean,
back out.
that's all autonomous mowers right now. Like everyone's like, oh, it was autonomous. You still have to be there. If I have to have somebody
Still have to be
watching
there.
it, what's the point of spending that money? Like,
Thank
hey guys, why don't
Exactly.
we just put the person on the mower and save a
Oh,
million?
but then they can watch two mowers at once. They can only drive one. No,
I
that
don't
doesn't
care.
matter. Right. I'll
Yeah,
pay someone to sit on the other one.
it's still
We don't
cheaper.
have any of those yet. Our course is like really strange. Like it's, well, also we don't have cell phone signals, so we don't have Wi-Fi. But like it's just got a weird setup, and I don't think we would do well with the
Seven
autonomous
Canyons gets
mode.
their own satellite just for
It's just like
the
sitting over top of us.
mowers. This is
Our
definitely a
own
good investment, boss.
Starlink.
Great
We
investment.
are getting, we're getting Wi-Fi right now because we got new carts and they don't work without Wi-Fi, but no one will have access to
Said
the Wi-Fi
carts.
password. They drive. You just, the map doesn't work. You can't make anything cart path only. It's basically just a, hey, Drew, by the way, hole four is cart path only today. You're like, yeah, okay, fuck you. I'm gonna drive on hole four anyway. We can't do anything about it. I know you did it because I can see where you went, but
You got a
nothing I can
high-end course.
do.
I'm still trying to put in my head that the thing's got a computer in the cart.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that's just not normal for us people over here in
Normies.
Virginia, you know?
Well,
Wi-Fi in the carts, I like it. That's awesome.
ideally we will have that, but who knows? So the when they installed the Wi-Fi, they tapped into the irrigation system for power. So we haven't started it all yet because I'm
Uh-oh.
terrified that they're going to draw too many amps and blow our pump
Something's about to
station.
blow up. I'm about to have 17 guys who are on 17 holes.
No, you'll, yeah, I'm
The
sure you'll
guys, the
see.
wiring is completely fried. And by the way, it blew up half of the course.
Well, they claim that it only uses like X amount of amps and we should be fine, but like,
Sure.
yeah,
Sure, guys.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll
You're
see once
supposed
we
to say
start them up.
volts, not amps. This is a lie.
Yeah. I
You
was like, wait, are
wrong
you
measurement on
sure?
that.
Like, and you know, like, so we just went through like a massive renovation. We did all of our bunkers. We're currently working on the tees. We're gonna go full bent tee to green here in the next couple of years. We did all of our irrigation. We did all this stuff.
All
But
bent tee to green. It's pretty awesome.
yeah, well, we'll have bluegrass roughs, but all shortcut grass will be bent.
I mean, that doesn't
Yeah,
count, you know.
that's kind of, yeah, no one wants tall bent grass. It's ugly.
If you did bent grass, you know, roughs, we'd all be kind of like, that's a little much, a little pretty.
Yeah, and it's like ugly, to be honest with
We
you.
know
But we also
you
have like
guys, you know, you're
fescue.
doing all bent grass. Woo.
Oh, look at you.
Look at you guys.
Well, so we tested it out with like a few tees just to see like if it was even possible to grow. And we have like five test plots that have a disease right now. I don't know what disease it is. I'm working
Love
on that.
that.
But yeah, they turned pink, which
Dr.
has been great.
Kaminsky, what is it?
Oh yeah, like so I work with Mike Hills from Seed Research of Oregon, and he keeps asking me how they're doing. Oh, they look great, they look great. I get back from waste management, they're
Fantastic.
pink. And I was like, what happened in 6 days?
So
Like,
you know, I was not here. I am not responsible. This is not me.
I sent a picture to my super and I was like, what happened in the 8 days I was gone? And he was like, oh, it got, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, never mind. But anyway, so
He's like, what do you mean what happened? That's the way it
like
was when you
that's
left.
your test plots, you handle those. Like,
I wasn't there.
yeah, I mean, no one really, I don't think anyone thinks cool season grass when they think of Arizona, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, so we're doing this huge renovation. We've got contractors running all over the place, which
Always
I think
fun.
dealing with that is harder than dealing with the crew, the membership, anything else. Like it's like you have a second crew of like 80 guys that don't speak English, and I don't speak Spanish, which I wish I did, but I don't, they look at me like I'm crazy when I ask something.
The amigo.
So the amigos, that's, yeah. And like, I mean, I have three, actually, I think they're all cousins or brothers. My other assistant and our irrigators are all family, and they talk on the radio in Spanish, and I really wish I knew what they were saying, but I know they're not talking to me, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what you're saying. But I don't know. I think like having renovations going on is a lot, but I'm really excited to like spray out the fairways and start them all over with
Yeah,
something new.
that's not normal, to be honest with you.
No,
I am so
no.
ready to kill this shit. Let's do this.
Right? So we're all polo.
Javelinas, mount up.
Bring your
Let's
asses in here.
go.
Come tear it up for me.
God, cut this out right now.
Well, we're POA for the most part. We should be rye, but like we've been invaded. And in the summers, it dies. Like it is, I mean, we get pretty hot, but we also get pretty cold. So right now, it looks incredible out there. Like if it could just look like that all the time, we would have no problems. And that's what the membership doesn't understand is like, well, right now in February, it looks great. And yeah, it's 35 degrees. When it's 95 degrees, I'm out there with my hose from 5 in the morning until 5 in the evening. Like, I don't want to have to do that.
Guys, this is called a living organism. Could we like understand
Let
it
it
has
live.
needs?
Let it live. Like, so I'm trying to talk my super into fumigating and like using like Vasmid or something, but he's really not for that. I don't know why. Like, I think it'd be really cool.
Come on, guys, it'll be great. I don't have to stand here forever.
So I learned about it one time in one class, and after that, it was all I ever wanted to try, and it still
Like
is. Like,
it's like your javelina, you know.
yeah.
You
Like
are
if anything stuck,
fumigating. Oh, pretty
I
good.
want to fumigate. Like that's it. Like it. That's the one thing from any class I've ever taken that that stuck in my brain to the point that I have to try
Must do this.
I need to do it. Let me kill it all. And like one of my old irrigators, he actually became my mentor. He did a bunch of grow-ins, and so he's done all of that. And he was like, "You can play on it right away." He's like, "You don't like," so giving me all the benefits, and he's like, "We should talk Andy into doing it." And now he's gone, and I'm still trying to talk Andy into doing it by myself.
You had to
Hasn't
leave.
worked yet, has it?
You had to go before we convinced him.
Oh, that's all right though. He's still like he's a great mentor. He grew in Laughlin Ranch, Monterey Country Club. He did one of their courses. Like, he's just an awesome guy. And like, I think that's a big thing with social media is we meet so many people, and you can learn so much from so many people that you wouldn't have access to. Like, I would never have been able to talk to you if we didn't have X, Twitter, whatever.
I still can't do it.
I
I'm gonna
really
get
can't.
canceled. Like I'm no one's ever gonna see a post from me because I keep saying Twitter. Like I don't even
I
know what
always
Twitter
say Twitter. What is X? Like, I can't. I'm not tweeting
Elon
something. I'm not
Musk.
Xing it.
That's all I got. No
I don't
exploration
even
past
know.
that.
I think it's just going to be Twitter for forever. That's what we're all going to refer to it as. It doesn't.
It's funny because everything's still it's like X, but then like Twitter afterwards.
Twitter.
Like
Yeah.
wow. Okay,
So we're still calling it Twitter?
but
Like,
like Elon's not gonna be happy with me, and then we're not gonna get Teslas. Come
And I don't
on.
want a Tesla. I don't
I
think it would like.
no rush of getting any electric car from me, that's for sure.
I mean, I told you, I drive a 2000 Jeep Cherokee. I certainly have no need for an electric car.
Couldn't do it.
And
I'd be
like,
like, something's broken, that'll be $40,000.
yeah.
You know.
Well, and like, so I used the like somewhat electric but still mostly gas powered John Deere walk mowers at Waste Management. They are so heavy. Oh my God. Like, I mean, like, I'm a CrossFit coach. Like, I'm pretty strong,
So
but my
heavy's a
God.
very relative term for you. It's usually like, this is pretty
Yeah.
good. I can lift this. And then it's like, nope, that's
Yeah.
too
No, that thing. No. Like,
curious how, you know, that impacts sort of the greens in any way.
yeah. I'm not really sure. Like, because like I mostly, oh, so the approach mowers were the ones that we used that were mostly electric. And turning those things, first of all, you let off the throttle, they stop. There is no like you can still kind of swing it around and like move it. No, it stops and you run into it pretty hard. So like think about if like you're training someone on walk mowing greens and they get nervous and they let go and it just comes to a complete halt and then
Right in the
like hits you, like you got your brush on, so now you're skidding across the green. Like, I don't know. I think they need to do a little bit more work on that. We're all Toro at my course, so I don't ever
Shout
deal
out
with John
Toro.
Deere things.
Shout out Toro.
I
Those are
love
our
the Toro.
people. Those are our people. We have
Oh yeah.
got a series coming out right now still from the trip with them. It's great.
Oh, awesome.
We stopped on a couple different sites and did a couple in interviews with some Toro guys and then did at the booth. That one we just let out. And then we have a couple more from a couple of, Toro is big on a lot of stuff for us. They're incredible
Yeah.
people.
I mean, I really like their equipment. Like, I've never really run a lot of Jacobson, so I can't really attest to that. But between Toro and Deere,
And
I'd pick
it's
Toro
nothing
all day.
against the other ones. Like I it's not I always like we have a mush, like we have different kinds because obviously I want them to learn, but
Mm-hmm.
Toro's just so much user friendly, if that
Oh,
makes
so that was
sense.
just
Like
gonna say it's way
it's
more user
the
friendly.
way that they've made it, it's not to be difficult, you know, like the 648, like I can teach a kindergartner how to
So
run a
easy.
648
Yeah.
without hurting themselves, without hurting anyone else. Like that's
It's easy.
intelligence, you know what I mean? I remember running the walk behind for the deer. I'm like, what in the world is going on? You know, like I, and again, like it's, there's just something about it. Like the way that they do things, just if you talk to like your rep or anything, they talk about like all the different ideas that go into it, them talking to, you know, different supers, different field managers, just the collaboration that they do compared to other companies. And again, it's not nothing against them. Like I've never talked to a John Deere rep who, like, other than like, yeah, this, yeah, you know, I'm sorry, one, my John Deere rep's pretty intelligent, but he's a turf major from Penn State. like
See, that's different. Like,
like
he doesn't
that
count.
that's a cheat, right? That's a cheat code. But
I
like,
mean, even like the walk mowers. Like your Toro walk mower, the handle flips side to side for the reels to engage. The John Deere, you got to remember to reach down, remember which direction you have to flip the little yellow handle. And if you forget, you ain't mowing
you might
grass.
not be mowing at all, you know. I
I will
maybe
say,
have done that once or twice on the infield at PNC Park, but nope,
I have
nobody
done that
asked.
a few times,
Sorry,
quite a
Matt.
few times.
Shout out, Matt Brown. Sorry about that. But
Oh, yeah, I made a whole approach without my reels on at Waste Management one year, so it happens.
what you gonna do?
Great.
Little
We were
extra leaf
mowing them
tissue.
twice a day. It's
Little
all
extra
right.
leaf tissue didn't hurt anybody. Yeah,
Yeah, like
good
I
color.
will say though, if I had to pick John Deere, I would take their gaiters 10 times over the MDX. That's just me. That's just me. Although I do have an electric HDX, that's my cart, and you can take the limiter off of them so they go like 25 miles an hour, and it is silent. My guy
I
can't hear
think
me.
the Pro Gator is probably their best, you know, product. I don't like the small ones.
I
And it
don't
might
like the
be,
roofless ones.
I don't, nope, don't like them.
No, I don't like those.
Not a fan.
But I do like,
I
so
haven't
me, my
tried their new
fiance
ones
has,
though.
I think it's the UTX, something like that. I don't know. It goes like 60 miles an hour. It's
Oh,
super
the Toro
loud.
UTX.
No, it's the John Deere. It might
Okay.
not be called
Oh,
UTX.
yeah.
It's
And
a little baby
those aren't the
bed.
ones you really see on golf courses, you know what I mean?
No.
We
That's
had
like your
those in
superintendent
Pittsburgh.
cart.
We had them in Pittsburgh with the Pirates, and we used to like drive to lunch with them. Like it
Oh,
was
yeah.
sick. Like it was like, oh, I can go that fast. It's
Yeah.
okay.
Like,
I
we
was
could
like,
drive home in his.
okay.
Like,
Like
my cart
what?
does not go that fast. But the
Yes,
beds are also like this big. Like, you can barely fit
exactly.
like
I always was
anything
like,
in them.
why? What? This wasn't meant for, you know, I think like our game
Yeah.
ops, our stadium ops guy did it for taking one or two of the carts to his house for hunting or something. And that's why they
But you're
have
not fitting like a whitetail or an elk in the bed
exact,
of one of
but
those
that's what I
things.
never got. Like that's like part of their demographic for these carts is like you can put anything in it. You can put a Yeti cooler in it and it
But
would,
you're
that's
not
it.
putting anything in that one.
A
Like, yeah, you
Yeti
can't put your
cooler and
hose
that's
in
it.
it.
You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And they have
Hope
wheel
you're
wells.
planning on cutting it all up.
Why do you have wheel wells in the bed? That makes no sense. In what world did you say, you know what? That is use that's user friendly right there. You know? What are we, a pickup truck?
I mean, yeah, it's not even like a real pickup truck. It's like a damn like Santa Cruz or
Yeah,
like the
it's tiny.
Ridgeline. Like,
Like
it's
that's
so
you said
small.
the ridge line. No, again, I mean I've always preferred the Toro carts just because obviously they're not as fast, but like I never really, especially when you talk about high schoolers, I'm not the need for
No,
speed
that's
kind,
true.
you know what I mean? I'm like
That is true.
I know the way around the governors, like I can do that, but I like the governors on there for my kids because
Oh, I have adults on my crew that I barely trust with a weed eater. You think I want them driving 30 miles an hour around the property? No.
probably not. Probably not.
No. I have
So
one of
like
my guys, we have two rollers. Like, that's it. We have two Toro rollers. He broke both of them on Sunday. He ran them both into the cart. Both of them.
Yes.
I was like, what are you doing?
This is where you sit, you bring your notepad, you're like, all right, so what did we do wrong here?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've broken my fair share of things.
Like, I've broken a ton of shit.
Many things. Like my
I broke
old,
a wall
my old
pad
super.
20 minutes before a game. That was fun. Tore it right in half.
Oh my God.
I didn't even notice it. Like I didn't, I was driving back around. Like I was on a Sand Pro and I came back around. I'm like,
who did that? That wasn't me.
That was you.
That wasn't me.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
it was,
I like split my rear differential in half on my Gator one year because a rock fell down the hill that I
love
tried to
that.
go around and I thought I went around it. I didn't.
You didn't quite
And
make
I
it, huh?
like, kept driving. Didn't really think anything of it. My irrigation tech came up and he was like, Emily, what did you hit? And I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't hit anything. And he was like, are you sure? There's an oil trail from 14T all the way to 15 green. And I was like, I don't
What are we
think that
talking
was
about?
me. He was like, what's that? And like points under my cart. And I was like, please don't yell at me.
You
Immediately
did it.
started
That was
crying.
you're framing me. That's how it's going.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That was
You
not me.
framed me. That's all I got.
That cart was in the graveyard for like 8 months until we could get a new part for it. But it's up and running now. Old Faithful number 12.
Good. Jeez. Yeah, no.
I mean, I know. I'm sure you just saw my post about the Sand Pro engine. Did you see that? About the mechanic saving a part? So I just like want my
Oh
mechanic,
yeah,
my
they
newer
give you
one.
the
You get a
part
piece.
you
And he etches your name into it.
You're like nobody asked you. If he's etching names into it, I'd be like, you have too much time on your hands. I think you need
Well,
to be
I
doing
told him
that.
he had to do that because I was like, I want everyone to know where when these trophies are put up in the shop, I want you to be able to turn it over and be like, oh, Emily, 2023, blew a rod, put that back down.
I'd be like, sorry.
My last mechanic made you a necklace out of it and you had to wear it for the whole day. You had to wear your trophy
What
around
if you
all
like,
day.
you know, bang the shit out of like, you know, a rim? He's gonna put it on a necklace. Guys, I can't,
And you look like Flava Flav out there. Like, get your claw.
You're like raking a bunker. They're like, you're not supposed to have that around your neck. You're like, it's punishment, okay?
I have to.
It's
Sorry.
legally required right now.
You said I have to. That's it. Bye.
Yeah. Oh God. Good times. Good times. So we wrap up on these two questions with kids listening, obviously, from my program about, you know, sort of what's the future for them, what they're trying to figure out. And obviously with your unique story being, you know, new to the industry from different industry, what is one thing you wish you knew, you know, when you first started in this industry? And it doesn't need to be like it makes it easier or better, but if there's one thing you wish you knew before you started, what would be that one thing be and why?
That is the hardest question. You should have sent me that one so I could have an answer.
I always love asking because they're like, wow,
Yeah.
That's really good, but I need a minute, you know?
Yeah, I really do. I guess, I mean, I definitely wish I knew how much this could consume you because I have always put everything into everything that I do. That's just who I am as a person, but something like a golf course, if you don't separate yourself from it sometimes, it will completely consume you. And I wish I had known that prior to coming in because my boss lets it consume him. And
Hey, boss.
I mean, hey, Andy, like our generation and the younger generation, they really value the work-life balance. And the generation before us did not. Like, they want to be at work all the time. And I think I'm glad that we are starting to come up in the industry and our generation understands that. But I wish I knew that most bosses don't. I guess.
Very true. Very true.
You really put me on the spot with that question. I feel like I
so,
have a better answer.
So sorry. So sorry. This one's easier, but it this might be a little on the spot. You know, really just for anyone that's like looking to get into the industry or, you know, sort of those next steps. We're coming up on graduation here soon. There's a lot of different decisions that have to be made, whether that's for going on to this industry or going to college or going into a trade, you know. What would be your best words of advice for them, you know, taking these next steps in their life and just being able to sort of face it head on and see, you know, what the future has for them?
I've got that one in the
Told you.
bag. Leave your hometown and go somewhere completely different. That's my biggest piece of advice to anybody graduating high school or college or looking for something new. I mean, I live 2,600 miles from where I grew up. I moved out here not knowing a single person, and I've made a name for myself in this industry out here in Arizona, which is one of the hardest states to be in for making a name for yourself in golf because there's a billion golf courses. But don't stay where you're at because you're scared. It's scary to move across the country or to take a job in a place where you don't know anyone or just up and move. That's what I did. I didn't have a plan. I just moved. And it's the hardest thing and it's the best thing you'll ever do. Even if you don't stay, go somewhere new for a year. Commit to a full year somewhere new and do the year. And while you're there, enjoy it. Don't just go through the motions. Go make friends. Go out. Go out by yourself. Who cares? And if you like being outside, come out west. We're outside all the time.
Very true. Very true. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. It's been phenomenal. I'm excited to see what the future holds for you. Obviously, you know, getting into it and just, I hope the javelina stay at bay, you know, maybe put a little extra sauce out there, you know, a little extra Carolina Reaper. Do like a whole, you know, like Mary, you know, like marigolds where you could just put the flowers up and just keeps them
Yeah,
away.
you just spray it all the way around the whole
Yeah,
course.
just poison
Well,
them,
I really
you know?
appreciate you talking with me too. I had a really good time.
Yeah,
I
of
always love
course.
doing chats like these. It's fun.
I appreciate you taking the time.